Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Our pal Bobby Blanco from the Bronx for Masson Sports covers those Nationals. Bobby, I had to fall asleep. I thought they blew it, but they didn't. Come back 7 runs and extras. That was a wild one.
Yeah, I wish I could have fallen asleep, although my 5-month-old took care of that the following morning after a couple of late-night games this week. But, yeah, I mean, if you fell asleep, you probably saw Mackenzie Gore shove for 6 innings, 8 strikeouts, became the first pitcher to record 100 strikeouts this season, recorded his 500th in his career, which is always impressive milestones for the young lefty. But then Jorge Lopez gave those 2 runs right back and didn't allow Mackenzie to get his win. But, yeah, like you mentioned, top of the 10th inning, they go to extra innings. All the guys come up, and they basically just hit around and capped off with a big 3-run bomb by Josh Bell to get up to a 7-run lead, finish the game at 9-3. They win a series against a really good Mariners team out west, two games out of three. So that's a good start to this road trip. Now they head to Arizona to face, you know, an Arizona team that's talented, but scuffling a little bit. I think they've lost 7 out of their last 10. But we know they have some talent, even though the Nationals took 2 or 3 from them in D.C. Last month.
Mackenzie Gore seems like he's taken another step this season. What's been most impressive for you about his start to the year?
Oh, Toby, we were talking about this on Monday. I mean, he's just been electric. I mean, I just think that the consistency is finally there. I know it's only 2 months into the season. We just got past Memorial Day. So, you know, he still has a little bit more left to prove. But it just seems like a lot of those outings where, especially, I look back at that Orioles outing, and you and I dove into that one pretty deeply. You know, the 2 runs, I know he only went 3 2/3 with 10 hits and 9 strikeouts, but like the 10 hits part, I mean, he gave up so many base runners, but he only allowed 2 to score. I mean, that just shows so much more growth from him right there, where I feel like that's even last year or even a couple of times in the past couple of seasons where he's been, even when he's doing really well, that's an outing that spirals out of control for him. And he was able to hone down. I know we didn't get deep into the game, but he kept that game close for the Nats. And they ended up winning that one. So I just think it's been more consistency. He hasn't gotten let an outing spiral out of control when some things go against his way. He's been really impressive so far this season.
Bobby, are we approaching a time where they're going to see what Nathaniel Lowe and K'Bur Ruiz can do instead of James Wood?
Meaning?
He ain't seen any more strikes?
Yeah, and just we're giving the Barry Bonds treatment to James Wood?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not saying he's Barry Bonds. They made one of that guy. But in this lineup, there's not much protection back there. And I'm not letting him beat me if I have a team that's trying to win.
No, I get it, too. I mean, and like, you know, the home runs he hit just in Seattle, the 2-run double, they bring in a lefty to face him, and he takes the first pitch the other way to give the Nats the lead, I think, the other night. Yeah, I mean, Nathaniel Lowe and Josh Bell, to an extent, were brought in to provide that protection for James and CJ on top of the order. We know Josh Bell has been struggling recently. He hit 2 home runs back-to-back games for the first time, so that's possibly a sign that his swing's coming around. But Nathaniel Lowe started off hot, has definitely cooled off lately, not providing a lot of protection for James right there. You would like to see one of those three guys kind of pick it back up. Luis Garcia Jr., we know, has been one of the most unlucky players in all of baseball to start this season. He had 4 hits last night. That's possibly a good sign of things to come. So, yeah, they definitely need some of these guys to step up. So, because teams, I bet you, will start doing that. They're going to be like, look, the number one, number two guy are not going to beat us. Make someone else in this lineup beat us. And it's going to be hard for James and CJ to kind of carry this offense if teams are just going to pitch around them.
Bobby, I know you can't control this, but can we please see Brady House in the big soon?
10th home run yesterday, Tobes. I know you were watching. Yeah. I mean, he's been hitting the ball really well at AAA. I think he's got 5 home runs now in May, all in his last, the second half of the month. So he's starting to heat up. I mean, all the guys that have come from AAA, Dalen, Robert Hassel, Trey Lipscomb, they've all said, they're like, man, it sucks playing up there early in the season. It's so cold. It's raining. Mm-hmm. It's snowing. It's so hard to hit. So this is bound to come, right? We've just been waiting kind of a little bit for that weather to warm up, and we'll see the ball fly off Brady's bat, and that's been coming true. He's already got 10 homers on the season, like I said. You know, the Nationals aren't getting a lot of production from their third baseman right now. Jose Tena and Amed Rosario have been splitting time right there, and they're not really providing a whole lot offensively for this national team. And that kind of ties back into Danny's previous questions, like who provides protection for James Wood? If Brady House comes up and is able to provide some extra pop to this lineup, I think the Nationals might have to consider that sooner rather than later. But I think that we're still looking at probably a July timeline for Brady, like they did with James last year. I think Mike Rizzo likes to be patient. He likes to bring them up when they're for sure ready and then also ready to stay long term. He's not going to bring them up back and forth willy-nilly.
Bobby, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.